Absolute drivel-BBC marks Brexit Day with kids show slamming British history. By Jack Montgomery on January 31, 2020. The British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, marked Brexit Day with a special program for children pouring scorn on British history and claiming British things don't exist. The skit for CBBC, which is aimed at children, was introduced by Nish Kumar, who presents a left-wing comedy program for the publicly funded broadcaster almost entirely dominated by anti-Brexit leftists, with right-leaning comics such as Jeff Norcott wheeled out only occasionally as a kind of curiosity. Kumar has not always proved especially popular beyond the confines of his BBC studio, being booed off stage and having bread rolls thrown at him after reportedly attempting to perform a set based around how SHT Boris was at everything and Imperial British rule gags, as well as why Brexit was a bad idea in December. Imperial British rule gags are the order of the day in the Horrible Histories skit, which sees a grotesque Queen Victoria lectured through song by her butler on why her beloved British things, tea, sugar, a cotton vest, are not British, but the spoils of imperialism and slavery. Your empire's built on fighting wars, that's how your income's swollen. Your British things are from abroad, and most are frankly stolen, he admonishes. The pair go on to sing about how our British Queen is foreign as well, a popular refrain among left liberals with respect to the royal family, but considered an absolutely impermissible description of anyone else in the country who is, as the song puts it, of foreign descent. In fact, British monarchs up to the present day and including Victoria all ultimately trace their ancestry through the Scottish crown, with only a brief interlude in continental Europe. Although Horrible Histories is not known for strict fidelity to the historical record, having previously claimed that the Crusades were a time when the Christian people of Europe decided to go to war with the Islamic people of the Middle East just because they didn't believe in the same things. The BBC's latest broadside against Britain and its history, whose connection to Brexit seems highly dubious and is not explained, appears to have been poorly received by many viewers on social media. Even Andrew Neil, the BBC's interrogator-in-chief, and one of its few high-profile names drawn from right-leaning media, described it as anti-British drivel of a high order. Was any of the license fee used to produce something purely designed to demean us? He asked, referring to the compulsory television tax which funds the corporation, with non-payment punishable by heavy fines backed by the threat of imprisonment for non-payment. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.